excuse.gov.
Program as we continue for this Thursday, the 20th of January, 2011. Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's one of our medical advisors on the Good Day program, is going to join us in a few moments. Before, however, we get to a discussion of several different medical news items and trends, et cetera, we have with us Don Davis, who is the general manager of Kiva, the Kiva, it is referred to. KIVA is the radio station at 1550 here in Albuquerque that has had the Good Day program back on the air. We've been here for,
about a year and a half.
It's been a year.
A little
and
over
half.
A year and a half.
Yeah. When did you actually decide to change?
Well, we decided to change 2 years ago, January 1st. And then it took us 6 months to get things together. So June 15th of 2009, we went on the air with Kiva.
And now you've modified things, done a little tweaking here and
well,
there.
Well,
we've been
sort of trying to find our way, Doug. Our slogan here is more positive talk radio.
Yeah.
And we've been working our way through that. Your show has been a fixture ever since we started, Joy Brown, Clark Howard. But our local shows we've done some work on and been moving through some hosts who have done some good work but weren't quite what we're looking for. I hope in Mike and Rudy, our new afternoon show, we may have finally found the more positive afternoons we were looking for.
It is not an easy thing to find, but there are programs around as you have found. I think Gail King will be added to that list.
Yeah, Gail King brought on about 4 or 5 months ago and got a really good reaction to that show.
That's going
to
be a good program. But
I think she's great.
The point we're making here is that there is a way to get away from all this negative, angry stuff, and it's pretty much been highlighted by the Tucson discussion.
Right.
Or maybe it comes to a head as a result, or things really start to move.
I suppose so. I personally don't think that talk radio and the invective and such that you hear in media really affected that guy very much.
Yeah, not at all. But it was a reason to have a good discussion.
Another
whether it affected him or not, I think we figured out that it probably didn't affect him because he was long gone.
Right, but I think a lot of people are just plain worn out by the kind of angry talk radio that's out there.
It's hard.
Well, one of our competitors in town calls themselves the Talk Monster.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is like that all day long. They're very successful, and bless their hearts, they're good people. But but we're trying to do something that's
there's room for all kinds of things.
We're trying to do something that's more positive and solutions oriented here.
Now, the term, the reference to the Kiva, this is a set of call letters that have been associated with this market for a long, long
time.
That's right. Not original call letters in Albuquerque, pretty close to it. Almost go back to the KOB era, or the founding, one of the founding sets of call letters here.
Right, I was fortunate to get them.
Because there is a reference to something that's local, and we were trying to explain, probably not particularly well, a while ago, what a Kiva or the Kiva KIVA is. Will you help us with
that? Well, it's essentially a meeting place, and the Southwestern Pueblo Indians will dig a circular, I guess, a pit in the ground.
Right.
And then there's ladders that go down in this, and they are usually covered with a thatch roof or something.
Really?
And
so the thatch roof is on the ground, in essence.
The thatch roof is at ground level, and the Kiva is below ground. And it's a meeting place, and it's a place where people get together to discuss issues and make things happen. I think we're aptly named here as the Kiva.
Right.
We are the meeting place. We're the gathering place, and we hope that people can find a home here.
So therefore, you have it now, Richie. You figured it out. Jennifer, Roberta, now you understand.
You know, he explained
it
to us last year.
It didn't sink in.
Well, no, I kind of had it, but I didn't really have it.
Yeah.
Now I have it.
So now you have it.
Yeah.
Thank you for inviting us here. We've had a nice
time. Doug, it's a treat to have you and Bob here for sure. We had a great get together last night for dinner.
And I have to know what kind of dog you have.
My dog, Maya, M-A-Y-A, I've had for about 2.5 months, and she is a rescue from one of the shelters in the northern part of the state. And she's mostly German Shepherd, but there's a little bit of other activity going on in there, too.
Well, we were talking about whether Charlotte and she would have gotten along. I think they would have, but Charlotte would have fought with her over the bed.
Yeah.
She didn't want her to go get into the bed.
Yeah. For you guys who are not here, Maya is a fixture here at the radio station.
Right.
She's here every day, all day.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a bed for her.
But you feel about her like I do Charlotte. I take Charlotte with me everywhere.
Well, let me tell you what the deal is with a dog. Imagine this. You're driving down the freeway. You miss your exit, and your dog thinks you're great.
That's right.
Right. And that's the
your
thing
wife
about dogs.
Screams at you.
Everything is perfect.
Everything's
right.
always
Everything's perfect.
Perfect.
Yep, exactly.
It's
yeah.
fun.
I'm not sure if Charlotte thinks that our sleeping habits on the road this week
oh,
are perfect,
that's
right.
one of the most imperfect things in the world, but yeah. I guess you guys pull it off. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it didn't bother us as much, although it's beginning to wear on Bob a little bit. but Charlotte is used to her
Bob's feeling
their
left
routine.
Out.
Right.
There's a routine here, and even, you know, what normally happens is she and I go to bed together. She gets up with me, comes down into the studio, and sleeps in the chair.
Uh-huh.
Once in a while, you can hear her snoring
Lazy
on
dog.
The air.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she's rested, and she's ready for the activity by the time I'm done working in the house. She's at the door like a shot ready. She's the first one on the truck. But on this routine that we're on, which is not really a routine, she's happy if she can get into our laps or be between us somehow or on top of us
sure.
in the car. Yesterday was the first day that she didn't pursue that. She sat in the back like she usually does when she's in the truck. She looks out the windows to see what's going on.
Right.
And so she's sort of gotten into that. But
yeah, she's a cool dog.
Yeah. Oh, she's a
great, how old is she?
Okay. She's 10 and a half.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I think she would have. Actually, she would have gotten
along. Bob told us during the news he was going to go kick Charlotte out of the back seat and lay down.
Yeah, go take a nap.
Right, exactly. Anyway, Don, thank you.
Doug, thank you.
And
great to have you here.
And we got to have more radio stations like this. We got to keep the conversation going about that.
So far, so good.
Yeah, right, exactly. What'd you say, Richie?
I said go right to Jack. He's only got a few minutes, so we'll
go right to Jack. All right, there's my cue to move on.
Wow.
Jack Stockwell is the, it is professional. Jack, what's the hurry? Where are you going? You got a problem?
Well, I got my own radio show I got to get to before long.
So what's the problem?
Come on. Would you please? Your own radio show. What's more important than being on the Good Day program to solve problems and work through all of the things that are the nonsense that's created by people who don't know how to take care of themselves? This discussion, by the way, Congress, the Republicans voting to repeal it, all of that is just action. There's nothing that comes from it. The only thing that may come of it that's good is when it gets down to funding a lot of these things, the Republicans, the House is responsible for funding. That's where the funding mechanisms start. So if they don't fund part of the bill, then it doesn't go anywhere. But it brings me around to talking about what isn't in the bill, what isn't in the discussion, and hasn't been in the what seems like forever conversation about health in America. There's no prevention. And the Republicans could be everybody's hero if they would get away. This bill was about health insurance, period. If we really are interested in healthy Americans and health care, we would be focused on prevention, would we not?
Well, that's where it all begins anyway. I noticed the poll on your page about breastfeeding a child.
Yeah.
You don't breastfeed a child at least 6 months so that the immune system comes online and the digestive system comes online properly. You've already set that child up for health care problems down the road.
Mm-hmm. We started that discussion, by the way, because there was a story today of a woman who was breastfeeding her 6-year-old son. And so that was a little...
That might be a bit much.
A little over the top.
Hey, Jack, I'm sitting here looking at a headline today about a 3-year-old little girl who just had breast cancer surgery. And she has beat the breast cancer. How in the world could a 3-year-old get breast cancer?
For the same reason that younger people all the time are getting various kinds of cancer. And it's just the pollution of the body. It's all the stuff that's in the water, the stuff that's in the food, the stuff that's in the air. Excellence in nutrition, and as Doug brought up here, the prevention end of it has never, ever been an easy job for anybody. And it's just getting more and more dangerous. You're going to see more things like this, not just breast cancer in a 3-year-old girl. You're going to find liver problems, digestive problems, central nervous system problems in pre-pubertal children. More and more all the time because I'm seeing
brought about
it
by what? By what? What brings that about?
Well, it's brought about by mutation of the cells. And the thing that causes the original mutation of the cells is some kind of an irritating factor. And it could be the additives that are in our food. It could be the particulates that are dropping out of the air. It could be all the chemicals that are being reprocessed through our drinking water, and the levels are getting higher and higher all the time. So we have to be very careful.
I'm wondering out loud whether or not if people become more aware of it, there seems to be a lack of attention to one's own personal health and well-being. But when you put it the way you just put it, as it affects our offspring, if you're doing really foolish things to your body, not eating things that are healthy for you, and being exposed to things that are bad for you, and you don't care about them as far as their effect on you, don't you want to have your child, your baby, the person that you're bringing into the world, come in here with the best chance of survival? Do you think about it that way? And if you don't, why don't you?
Well, precisely. Now, the Finns just completed an interesting study of 50,000 Scandinavian men. And what they have found since 1950 up to 2000, sperm count and sperm motility has dropped over 50% in 50 years. We're looking at not just increased birth defects, but an increased infertility rate, not just in women, but in men as well. And it all fits into the model you just described.
Yeah. All right. One other point that I wanted to make. Yesterday, you may or may not have heard me talking about Tony, my former wife, who had surgery the day before to have her arm amputated. I don't know if I told you, Jack, that was going on. And I haven't told too many people, but I did tell the story on the air. And then this morning, a bit of an update, including a story from her yesterday when we were talking. She said that she felt an itch and reached over to scratch it. And, of course, there's nothing there to scratch. Apparently, there's something that goes on in the body when you have something removed, like in this case, her arm all the way up to her collarbone. You still have sensations there. They tie up the nerves and stuff, but your brain still thinks you've got, in this case, an arm there.
Well, just imagine one of the legs coming out of the circuit breaker box in your garage that goes to all the kitchen, and somehow that wire got severed just as it entered the kitchen. All those wires going to the various toaster, oven, things like that are still present in the circuit breaker box. So the nerves that go to her arm are still present from the shoulder to the brain. Mm-hmm. And pressure on that nerve can give that sensation even though the arm's gone.
Isn't that amazing? Huh? But the fact that she sounded as strong as she did, it can be cataclysmic with some people. It is when you think about it.
Oh, it can drive them insane. It can drive them crazy trying to scratch that foot that's not there.
Yeah, the foot is not there, the arm is not there, something that's not there. But it's a story that I've never heard told before. And there's certainly a lot of people, veterans of wars and stuff that have gone through this, had their certain appendages amputated. And now, I started to hear from some of those people who say, yeah, as you just said, it's part of how it works. Check out Jack's website, jackstockwell.com, for all kinds of important answers to everyday medical problems that you may be encountering. 19 past the hour.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Back to our first night and then the following day's coverage of the American Idol season premiere with brand new judges Jennifer Lopez, Aerosmith lead man Steven Tyler, along with Randy and Ryan Seacrest. So we've been listening to some of these new singers trying to work their way into the hearts and minds. Jennifer is having a hard time saying no. Here's Melinda Adini, whose parents won the lottery to come to the United States from Kosovo, and the judges seem to be impressed if you listen to her singing here. Maybe sooner.
Can I just do the chorus? Because I
What'd you say, 2045?
I said 2038, 2039, okay. And 2040. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got you, baby. Some people want diamond rings, some just want everything. Everything means nothing. If I ain't got you.
I like that you're very pretty and beautiful and you play it down and your singing was sweet and straight and beautiful. I say yes.
Thank you. I think that you got potential and I'm going to say yes.
And now you're here, you can live the American dream.
Pretty awesome. Welcome to Hollywood.
Does she sound like she's coming from Kosovo? Sounds like she's from New Jersey.
She's brought up here.
Yeah, it's like everybody loses their accent when they sing, though.
Well, when did the story was that she came here when, though, Roberta? You watched the show last night.
You know, that wasn't clear, but it's obvious that she's lived here most of her life.
Well, the lottery to come to the U.S., what does that mean?
That's what
the lottery
seems to be. Well, there's immigration lotteries.
Okay, I got that. Okay, next contestant is Devin Rush singing this is God Bless the Child. She's a waitress from New York City.
Yeah.
When you got money, you got a lot of friends always hanging around the door. But when it's gone and the spending ends, they just don't come around no more. But in the dead, I'm dying, I'm bored. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much, baby. Mama may have, and
what am I missing here?
I don't know.
My God, this is horrible.
They liked her.
They liked her.
Awful.
Yeah.
That's why this program would be over this year, because they like garbage like that. Now here's
what do you really think?
Yeah, I think this is well. They just you heard what I said. Mm-hmm. All right, so here are the judges, the three of them joining in with a new contestant named Janice Deal and singing a song. But at the end, they end up not taking her to Hollywood as they realize they're carrying her. Go ahead. This is the best we can do in America.
I'm in love with you.
This show is going down in flames.
Every year it starts out with the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
And then they put a couple of jewels in there, but they all have.
We haven't found the jewels yet. Maybe later on we'll find the jewels.
There were one or two, but.
Yeah. Okay. Why would you sit and watch that or listen to that for 2 hours? Honestly, really
I didn't know. I watched about 15 minutes of it.
Yeah, right, 15 minutes.
Oh, y'all
wanted
to see the new judges.
How long did you watch it, Roberta?
I watched it for the full 2 hours, but I decided I'm not going to watch any more of the trials. I'm going to just, you know, go straight to the Hollywood Week.
Yeah, I wanted to see what Steven Tyler and Jay.
Yeah, I want to see how they were.
Nothing. They're both boring as hell. Randy's the only one that has any personality in this at all. And
Steven
that's why
Tyler's
there's no Simon.
Nah, Tyler's kind of, he's going to
Well,
you watch,
the
ratings will be half. Let's see if we can find, have somebody do some research. I'll try to do some here. Let's go. You can get overnight ratings from
negative
Nielsen.
Negative Nelly over here in the corner.
I'm not being negative. Whoa. I just think that, as a matter of fact, I'd much rather see something. The best part about that show, you want to have the best part, was Simon. Whether you liked his assertiveness or not,
Simon.
He added some color in.
No, he sure did.
And knew what the heck was going on.
You can't stand change. That's your problem.
No, baloney.
No, baloney.
28, you're so full of baloney. 28 after the hour on a good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. This year, many major cities will host winter events. So take the opportunity to look for off-season deals associated with these experiences. Winter in Los Angeles isn't always 76 degrees and sunny, but there are plenty of events to attract visitors. Dine LA is one of the largest restaurant weeks in the country, with three-course meals starting from just $16 a person. LA's Discover the Arts program gets you up to half off some of the largest cultural venues in the city. During the Santa Barbara Film Festival, restaurants are rolling out film and feast packages with priced fixed menus, and local hotels are discounting for the event. And of course, there's New York City's Winter Restaurant Week from late January through early February. And if you visit nycgo.com, you'll see a deal that knocks $75 off hotel bookings at the same time. But your best bet is to call by phone and ask a human being what deals they have that may be in conjunction with one of these local events. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and...
On air, online, and... on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to NationalUnderclassmen.com to find out more.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Leg.
After the hour now from KIVA in Albuquerque, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The the video of the day today is a video that Bob shot yesterday of me and Bob and Charlotte on the road. And if you want to, this is all it is. It's just, it's foolish. It's silly. It's fun. I think I'm on the phone in this video. Charlotte's standing between the two of us. Then she jumps in the back seat. But if you want to do kind of get an idea of what goes on, this is mile after mile after mile after mile after mile on the road. It is, and Charlotte is just so lovable.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
This is the audio from it. Yeah. Little.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
Who's driving?
I'm driving.
Really?
You're
Charlotte.
Candy? Fascinating.
Wow. He would be somebody that you'd want. I mean, those guys could stay there as long as they want.
Interesting.
Who are you talking to?
This is fascinating.
I'm the slightest idea.
Yeah, there's
I
Bob
spend
McKay.
All the time on the car. When I'm in the car driving, I'm on the phone pretty much. I said yesterday to Bob, we were coming through Truth or Consequences, and I hung up the phone because I just wanted to kind of see Truth or Consequences. And looking over the side, we were talking about what I didn't remember after I left El Paso and started. I do most of the driving because I don't like other people driving. So as I'm driving along and on the phone, and we've all said this sort of before, we've thought it, you forget what you've experienced. You don't remember the trucks, the cars, the road, the lanes.
Like, wait a minute, how did I get here? Did I pass my
and exit? I have the, well, that's why I won't talk on the phone. If I'm in an area, many of you talk to me and we get involved in a conversation, I'll say, I can't talk to you anymore. I got to figure out where I am. Because it'll get to that point, and especially if you're in areas where, if you're trying to maneuver a place like around Los Angeles and some of the encounters that you have at intersections, my God, if you don't pay attention, you can get lost fast. And the traffic is unforgiving; they won't let you go in, out, sideways. You just get caught up, and you just keep going. So, but anyway, when we left El Paso, I got on the phone, I know who I was talking to. I was talking to a fellow that was a former program director at the radio station in El Paso, who'd been a friend of mine, used to be program director at the station in Framingham where I worked, and he ended up in El Paso. And a great guy named Tom Conley. I haven't talked to him since the last time I was in El Paso. No, that's not true. I talked to him last year.
I talked to him on Facebook all the time.
Yeah, right. He follows us on Facebook. Yeah. And we just were talking about some of the people we know and what was going on in the business and yada, yada, yada. That was what that call was all about, Richie. But when I left El Paso, I wasn't conscious of where I was until I got to Truth or Consequences, which is about 170 miles up the road. I wasn't at all.
So the whole 170 miles was a blur. Yeah.
I don't remember anything.
That's not
beautiful.
Good.
And then I finished the conversation. Bob and I were talking about Truth or Consequences. The phone rang again, and this time it was Brendan with Tony. So I focused on that, and then I went on to other things. And before you know it, here we were in Albuquerque. And
Bob, that was great. It only took us about, what, 20 minutes to get here?
Right, yeah, like a quick plane ride. So anyway, that's the video yesterday, Bob and Charlotte. I mean, we've got some other videos, but for whatever the reason, and I don't know, I guess Clay needs to explain this, or somebody, Richie, can explain how it is that when you have this big, we had a
video yesterday of the cowboy hat that you got.
Right, the cowboy hat, and it wasn't any, it was the same length of time as this video. It's the video of the day, so why
does
this
one
get, but it's the same length, shot on the same camera. So why is one bigger and harder to move than another?
It's just the file just got bigger for some reason.
You had a 10-gallon hat.
That could have been. We have to get that. We'll have to get the 10-gallon hat on. People want me to wear the hat, but I am, especially in this neck of the woods, because Imus's ranch is down the road about 40-45 miles from here.
So you don't want any confusion.
I don't want people to think I'm trying to be like Imus, and I don't have a breather, and I don't, have the stuff stuck up my nose. But other than that, I don't sound like him, and my attitude isn't the same. But I just don't want to look. Although I honestly can tell you, I hope this doesn't sound horribly self-serving, I actually look pretty good in the hat. The hat.
You like that hat?
I didn't think I would look good in the hat.
Yeah, right.
I look pretty good in the hat.
Men look good in hats. Men are like, men in hats are like women in Spanx. It's just a big lie.
Yeah,
men always look better in hats.
What's a
and
Spanx?
Women always look better in Spanx. They're
What's
like an
Spanx?
Undergarment that sucks everything in.
Oh,
okay. Where it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay. So when it goes away, you see the real thing.
Kind of like a nice girdle.
But here's the thing. A cowboy hat, you might be able to pull a cowboy hat off. Like me, not so much.
I can pull a cowboy hat. When you see the picture of me, Richie, you'll say, yep, I've pulled it off. And I've never worn a cowboy. I used to have cowboy hats when I was a kid. Roy Rogers hats, Gene Autry hats, that kind of stuff, along with the guns and the lunch boxes and all that. Roberta sent me all that stuff as an adult, never mind when I was a kid. And so, but it didn't feel right. But I put this hat on and looked at it. I thought, this is really, it does kind of, I wouldn't wear it to work. I'd wear it, when I'm out here or in some circumstances. When my children see me in this hat, they will scream it off of me. They won't want, want to have nothing to do.
Why? Oh, come on.
I just know they will. All right, anyway, here's our poll today. How long is too long to breastfeed your child? We talked about this a couple of times off and on today. There's a story floating around about a six-year-old in New York who was in an office with his mother, and the child is complaining about being hungry, so the mother goes into the next room and whips out her breast, and the child at six starts having his lunch. So we thought that was a little bit much. So our question is geared at several different ages. So how long is too long to breastfeed a child? A, 1 year or longer, or younger. B, 2 years, three, before kindergarten. C, D, before college. And E, never. So the never means not never stopping, but never starting. I believe that's the inference there, isn't it? Wouldn't you think that would be the inference from that answer?
Yeah.
Seems to be no. Yeah. All right. Don't get so enthused about this, Roberta. Next, yesterday's poll, is government regulation of free expression on radio television appropriate? 46% of you said no. I'm a taxpayer. I want to hear what I want to hear.
Right.
44% of you said no. A free society must be able to take its lumps. 6% said, yes, the hardness of the rhetoric has led to violence. And 4% of you said, yes, the government knows best. So most of you, you're a taxpayer. You want to hear what you want to hear.
Wow.
And that's the way it ought to be. All right, so, Clay, you have a social media story that is important and not in the same vein as what is obvious in all the news sites, all the headlines, the typical traditional system is to present headlines that seem to, in some way or shape, present something negative. I find a lot of the social media stuff is not that negative, interestingly enough. So what do you have today?
Well, this isn't a negative story necessarily, but it's interesting. A bunch of people on the social network Reddit.com were talking yesterday about, someone posted a post that said, what kind of foods do Americans eat that non-Americans find absolutely disgusting? And he said that he has a lot of Filipino friends, and he finds their food weird, so he's wondering how it is the other way around. And so there have been a bunch of comments. There were thousands of posts about this, and I picked out a couple of good ones. Really, Gene says American cheese, which is technically processed cheese food
cheese.
Product.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Locke
it's
said,
cheese.
"Grab."
Hmm? It's not even cheese.
Yeah.
Way.
Sammy Locke said fried mayonnaise, and that dude said, "For me, it's not the type of food, but the amount of food that Americans eat."
Mm. Oh, that just made my stomach flip. Fried mayonnaise. Ugh.
You can
okay, let's get back to that MetaFast diet, there, boys and girls.
I don't even like mayonnaise.
Yuckabunga. Mm. All right, so here's something that would be maybe an interesting poll. I just want to get a quick round the table feeling before we go to Dr. Ken about what you think is allowable or appropriate in terms of women in frontline situations. As you know, there is a study that came out this week, a commission, in fact, worked on whether or not women are appropriately in place if they are in frontline combat units. Women, 14% of the armed forces now. The government says they need to be permitted to serve fully in combat if they would like to. And so the Military Leadership Diversity Commission says this is an appropriate thing to do. Some in Congress think it's appropriate. Some in the government think it's appropriate. Others think it is not. Women in infantry, other combat units, will it harm unit cohesion? Or is this... Now, this is, by the way, the same argument about that came up with regard to the gays.
You know,
same
this,
exact argument. Same thing all over again.
This totally annoys me because the same conversation comes up no matter what women in service fields we're talking about. Firemen, they always say, all that.
Yep,
police.
Right.
I
forgot about that. You're right, Jennifer.
It's
That's
just the
true.
Same thing. But it's the woman can perform in the exact same circumstances as the man so that training doesn't have to be altered, then what's the problem? If they can't, then you have to address that. But if they can do everything that the men can do, of course they can be out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I also wouldn't make special allowances because I don't think that's really fair to women anyway.
All right,
you
so what do you think?
Allowances.
Richie
like
doesn't
girls
think this is necessarily a good idea. What
I
do you think about
that.
People? Well, I bet you sort of inferred it. Well, you think it's
How
a good idea?
I infer it?
Yeah, but do you think it's a good idea? Yes or no?
I don't really.
No, you didn't. Yes or no? Answer the question. Yes or no? You think it's a good idea for women to be in the front line?
I think if they
yes
can,
or no,
if they can pass the test and
yes
if they can be out there
or no.
Go
see,
ahead.
He can't give me a yes or no because he's waffling.
Because there is no yes or no. Because yes, do I think it's a good
yes
idea for Jennifer to be out there or Roberta?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. Why?
Not a
but
chance.
But
you, have to,
names. You have to be able to physically keep up with the guys. That's the whole thing. If a woman can physically do the same thing the guys can do, then why not?
There
put
are
her
some
out there.
Women, some women who can pull it off.
I think there no, Rich, 50% of women out there, one out of every two women, is stronger than I am. And I would get drafted in a heartbeat, or if I was sent to the military, I'd be put on the front lines. These girls are all stronger.
That's a good idea. I got the perfect place for Clay.
They ain't putting you on the front line.
Where would they put me?
Trust me.
You'd be in the brain.
Yeah.
Okay, I
could
do that. Okay.
So anyway... All right, so there seems to be some degree of agreement here.
Mm-hmm.
Richie didn't give us a yes or a no. However, Jennifer and Roberta did answer the question directly with a yes.
Yes, if she can
Keep
up with the guys, absolutely.
I had the same answer as Roberta.
Yeah, sure you did. But you want to be like Roberta when you grow up.
Well,
yes,
just,
she does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I love Roberta.
I know you do. And we all love Roberta. 15 before the hour, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with important medical information up next on Good Day.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare off. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
All right, no 800 numbers associated with Dr. Ken, nor are there 800 numbers attached to our basic advice. This is the next 60 seconds is Dr. Ken and advice about helping you help yourself. The healthful benefits of probiotics have been something we've been talking about. This it's a Ganadin product for, 2 years or more? Digestive Advantage is another. We've talked about Digestive Advantage before, but not to the extent that we are right now, because we know more about your innards, you know more about probiotics, you know more about how important probiotics are for your gastrointestinal system. So we move up a notch on the, and this time of year I think you need more protection. Sustanex is great, but Digestive Advantage is better, especially in certain circumstances, Ken, right?
We have over a billion bacteria in our body, and we need a good balance between the good and the bad. So you continuously need, your body craves these healthy bacteria. These healthy bacteria rev up the immune system and also make the digestive system work properly. And now Digestive Advantage has added enzymes which additionally make that digestive system work even better.
Studies have shown that these special probiotics not only defend against digestive issues, like IBS and gas and bloating and that sort of thing, diarrhea, but they also are important elements in the fight against disease. Your immune system needs to be strong. Digestive Advantage is the leader in customer satisfaction. And guess what? It costs about a third less than all the other products that claim to do the same thing. Get a 30-day supply for less than $10. Digestive Advantage at Target, Walgreens, CVS. Convince yourself. Don't let Ken and I have to work you over. Try it. You'll see how wonderfully it works to improve your body, your health, in oh so many different ways. Digestive Advantage. All right, so we have news today on a way to cut production of melatonin. And I'm not sure whether this is good or bad, Ken.
That's not good, Doug. This is a very practical study to help everybody out of the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism this week. Before you go to bed, you have to think about the exposure to light, and while you're sleeping, you have to get rid of all that light. Exposure to artificial light after dusk and before bedtime, Doug, may reduce the sleep quality by suppressing the production of this hormone melatonin, which has been shown to have negative health effects. Inadequate melatonin can raise your blood pressure. It can also raise your glucose level. So when you go to sleep, make sure the lights are off, and in the few hours before you go to sleep, dim the lights throughout the house. This may have an impact on people who work different shifts.
Yeah, I've been trying to do
why
this.
Is it when melatonin is used, I've taken it as a supplement, and it gives you crazy dreams.
Because
and also, go ahead.
Because it's not being manufactured naturally, and there are so many other ingredients that when you take them orally or give them in the vein, it doesn't have the same effect as when the body makes it where it needs it.
All right, FDA has a new head lice treatment that they say is okay.
Natroba, just approved this week, another option. The nice thing about it, it's only given once, and you only have to keep it on for 10 minutes. Natroba.
How is Ms. Gibbards doing?
improving. She's going to be transferred for rehab to a University of Texas hospital. She seems to be getting up. We still don't know how well she'll do long term, but she's an amazing medical miracle right now.
Dr. Ken Kronos, an amazing medical miracle in himself, here every day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
By Kiss. Paul Stanley, the lead singer of Kiss, is 59 today. This comes from the 1987 film Less Than Zero.
Paul Stanley's not the lead singer.
Paul Stanley's not the lead. How am I supposed to know that? I've just been being told that he's the lead. Why would you correct me and embarrass me when nobody really gives a rat's behind? Why is that important for you to feel like you know more than
Stanley? You always wonder why I correct you and embarrass you, because you don't think anybody else out there doesn't know that Gene Simmons was the lead singer of Kiss?
Gene Simmons is the lead singer of Kiss.
You know that Gene Simmons is the lead singer of Kiss.
I know that Gene Simmons is the lead singer of Kiss. Right. So, I probably should have looked at this and said, who's the idiot who fed me this bad information? Fix it. Get rid of him, Rich. Will you please?
I'm trying to help you. Yes.
Anyway, I know you are, Rich. And you're so helpful. It's one of the endearing qualities.
Paul Stanley played guitar. And he was one of the singers, but he was nothing.
But he is 59 today. Maybe that information is not correct either. We might want to check all these things. Bet them on Wikipedia or Snopes or Snots or wherever it is if you go to check this stuff out. I think we need to start a new truth site called Snots.
And the
line can be Snot True.
Not true.
All right?
You're fine.
I love it.
Anybody for that?
Yeah. I love it.
All right. Let's do it. Clay, get on it.
We're all going to get on it. Right on that, Bob. Please, right away. Please. This is a corporate directive from the head of the...
We try it, and if it sticks, it sticks.
Nice. Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie. Andrew McCarthy, James Spader, and Jamie Gertz. I don't remember who Jamie Gertz is.
Love Jamie Gertz. Had a big-time crush on her. She's...
Really?
You wouldn't remember her if I described
her. No, probably not. I like it. Amanda Peet comes from about that same era, though, right?
No, Jamie Gertz was earlier. Jamie Gertz was in the 80s and is still around. I just saw her the other day. Amanda Peet didn't come through till the 90s.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you very much, Rich, for that.
Jamie Gertz is my age.
Yeah, okay, very good. Here's our contest for today. Chuck Curry is not around today, so we are going to work our way through this without his help, sad as it may be. Here are three cuts from a movie that starred one, two, three, four people that we all know, including one I'd like to run away with.
Ooh.
All right, this film topped the box office this week in 2007, but she's a little young for me, but I can still think that she's desirable. A film at the top of the box office. What's wrong with that? This week in 2007. Here is clue number one.
Hey, darling. What's the matter with you? You sound so upset.
You slept with my twin sister on Saturday. That's why I'm so upset.
How do you know for sure it wasn't you?
Because I wasn't there.
You sure look like you were there to me.
Oh, you boys.
Is that America's Sweetheart? Is that America's
Next clip, Richie,
right,
please.
Okay.
We're marrying each other.
Civil or religious?
Religious. I'm Jewish. I don't want to piss my mother off.
I'm Catholic. I don't want to piss Mel Gibson off.
800-510-8255. All right, you figure this out. You call this first person in with the right answer who has never won before in Movie Moments. Gets a swell Doug Steffen prize. Maybe we'll be able to send you somewhere on a ski trip. Who knows? All right, here's the last clue.
You guys have nothing to worry about because you're a legitimate gay couple, right?
Oh, yeah, we're big-time fruits. I used to wrestle in high school, and I loved it.
Okay.
What a great line.
Oh, can I hear that one again? I need to hear that again.
You guys have nothing to worry about because you're a legitimate gay couple, right?
Oh, yeah, we're big-time fruits. I used to wrestle in high school, and I loved it.
Okay.
I know that voice.
You know this one. It's a new one, kind of.
800. This was box office gold during this week in 2007, 4 years ago, Richie. 800-510-8255. All right, do we need time here, Richie?
In fact.
We are. Okay. So hurry up and figure out what it is, and we'll have the answer in a minute here on Good Day.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited, not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, you may be interested to know that Anne Hathaway has landed the lead female role in the new Batman movie, The Dark Knight Rises.
I dig her.
I dig her
a lot.
Yeah, be interesting. And Arnold Schwarzenegger is mulling over three scripts right now. One of them is called The Guardian. He wants to do this one. He plays an old German soldier who gets the order at the end of the war to kill a bunch of Jewish kids, but he doesn't do it. That'd be an interesting movie.
Good.
Huh? All right, Richie, who's up?
Let's try Amy here, Doug.
Amy, what's the name of the movie?
I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry.
And that's Adam Sandler, Kevin James, Jessica Biel, and Dan Aykroyd. You get the prize. Thank you for the call. 59.